Earbud alert! MilSpouse Coffee House is a podcast for military spouses. This podcast may be inappropriate for small humans or people offended by four-letter words. Heads up!
Welcome to the MilSpouse Coffee House podcast. Your podcast baristas Leslie and Brittany have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To like use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
All right. Hey there, everybody. I'm Brittany, and I'm here with my co-host,
Leslie. That's me, you guys.
And we have our open mic guest today, Aaron. Thanks for joining us. And do you want to just give us a quick overview of who you are? Just introduce yourself to everybody.
Yeah, I'm Aaron Whitehead. I am a podcaster. I'm a freelance writer, and I'm a military spouse. My husband retired from the Marine Corps about 18 months ago, but we've been married for almost 19 very long and wonderful, beautiful years, and
long and wonderful and beautiful.
Long, wonderful, beautiful years, and I've spent a lot of time being very active in the military spouse community, and just for many years, I've written tons of stuff about the community. I was very wonderfully involved in it, and I loved that part of my life. I actually love now the fact that he's retired, and we're kind of out of that life. It's a wonderful transition, and my podcast is not military, although it's part of my life, so of course we talk about it. But so that's me. I have two beautiful daughters, a five-year-old and a 16-year-old, so you can do the math on that one and figure out that.
Yeah, I'm the oldest of six, and I'm 35, and my youngest sibling is 20.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yep. She was our, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Daddy got home from deployment, and it didn't really matter to those Marine Corps swimmers that I had an IUD. That's our.
Oh,
our
no.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, that is a whoopsie.
Oh my gosh. Whoopsie. That was mommy cried for 6 months is what that was.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, our topic today is what do you want to do when you grow up? Sorry, is that what you're doing with this podcast?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, when you sent me that topic, I thought, now this is ridiculous. I don't want to grow up. We should not. It's a horrible question. I just think the question, like, why, if that's what we have to, to decide what we're going to do, if that means growing up, then forget it. I think growing up means paying bills and not being able to sleep in the morning. That's what growing up is.
Oh my gosh. That is the truth though. Ugh.
Yeah.
That whole not sleeping in thing, you guys, is killing me.
Oh my gosh. Well, and you guys know, when you spend your life in support of another person's military service, you give up a lot of some of your dreams and the things you may want to do at that time, because you just kind of have to sometimes. Not everybody doesn't have to, but the dreams that I had in entertainment and performance, I mean, how many places can you go perform in Fort Huachuca, Arizona, or Cherry Point, North Carolina? Or
we spent
8 years there. We love that place. Two different times we were there. But it's not like New York and LA and these places that have those. And, you know, performance is kind of in my blood. It's what I went to college for. So I kind of had to do things differently, you know.
Yeah.
I did a lot of freelance writing, and that just kind of kept my creative juices flowing. And now when I've grown up, because, and I'm using air quotes for those, not on the screen here. Now that I've grown up and we're retired, my husband calls it our retirement home. I'm like, you can call it that, but I'm too young. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. But our forever home, where we're never going to move, then now I'm like, well, now I can pursue some things. But here's the thing. I had a friend who said, man, you need to go into stand-up comedy. And I thought, first of all, I'm not that funny. My kids will tell you that every day. Secondly, if I can't do it braless and on the couch, and I stopped. And she was like, you just came up with an idea, didn't you? Because I've been wanting to do a podcast for a while. And the idea was born, and that was April 1st of 2017, and on May 1st, 2017, the first podcast dropped.
That's
the first
really
episode.
Cool. That's really cool. So you took what you took your performance and all of that into turn it into your podcast, which I've listened to several episodes. Pretty entertaining. I love the unicorn one that your daughter did. Is it a unicorn?
Yes, unicorns are real. It's hysterical.
Yes.
And she, to be fair, she didn't know she did that one. So what we do I just pull out my voice recorder frequently and I just set it on the kitchen table and she has no idea, because if she knows, she won't be as funny.
Right.
So we just randomly in the car or whatever, we'll record her and then I'll sometimes splice it together for a little piece on the podcast or whatever. But she's hysterical. She's 5 and she's just the most entertaining human being I've ever met in my life. And so we put that one together and a friend of mine did a poster. Have you seen on the website? He made a drawing about that episode. He's a wonderful illustrator.
Oh, I need to check it out. I haven't seen it.
I've seen it.
Oh, you did? You saw it?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's really cool. So yeah. So I had the idea. I wanted to do it for a while because I love podcasts. It's such a wonderful medium. It's so much fun. And you can literally find a podcast about any topic that you would ever want to know about. Yes, and I love that. Yeah. And it's something, it's something we can all do in whatever room or closet or library space we can shove ourselves into. Right. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to, you and I, we're all three of us are on video right now, but we know that it's not going anywhere because we would all have to kill each other if we let the video release, right? Uh-huh. But
video's not going anywhere, you guys.
Yeah, no. And so it's just the perfect medium for me because I really do want to be able to do it when, I have a lot of medical problems and I need to be able to be at my house and do this. So yeah it's a great thing. Yeah.
For military spouses, especially because we are basically having to put our careers on hold for many years. And what are things like, I know I volunteered a lot. Now I've been lucky. I work from home. I've been working remotely for the same company for 12 years. So I'm not in the typical situation of not having a job or whatnot, but like Leslie, what have you done or what are you doing now to prepare yourself for
when I have to
your husband's out. Yeah. Or Aaron, what did you do when you were, because I know that there's different things that you can do, like take classes or, free classes or like volunteer work or.
I didn't volunteer, you guys. I haven't done that yet.
You're not a good volunteer.
No.
Well, I'll tell you, I spent a lot of time volunteering. I volunteered with Lynx. I was a Lynx mentor for a while and I really enjoyed that and loved it. Yeah.
What's Lynx?
It is Lifestyle Information Network Knowledge and Skills. Woohoo! I still remember the acronym.
Boom.
And it is a program that on Marine Corps bases, you can go and take classes about the military and how to read your LES and how to get jobs and, how to navigate the commissary. Things that you would think like, that's just basic knowledge. But for a lot of spouses, I had no idea about anything when I married my husband. Mm-hmm. I knew nothing about military life. And so it was just great. And then I became a mentor and did that. And that was a lot of fun. So I did a lot of volunteering and that just kept me, at those years I had a small one at home. I could have gone and worked at Walmart. That was probably the extent of what I could have done at the time.
Was that a cherry point? Just asking. Cause that's all we got here.
Yeah. Yeah. What, why would you say that at cherry point? Cherry Point is a beautiful place though. We actually go vacation there once every year, every 2 years we go.
Leslie owns a coffee shop.
Hey, so
do
come
you?
See
where?
That's it's actually right next to Walmart and the Planet Fitness Shopping Center.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah,
I
yeah,
just
yeah.
opened it so that there was something to do here. Like literally that's why I opened it. So people can and talk and all that.
We might come up there this summer. So if we do, I will let you know. I will definitely be coming to visit you for sure.
It's called Coffee and Cool Stuff.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
It's very cool.
So what were we talking about again? This is
volunteering. Wait, you guys.
Volunteering.
We were just talking about volunteering and
how awesome a volunteer you are and how terrible I am. So.
Well, no. Was. The past year, I have had to really back off on my volunteering. I still volunteer with my daughter's school some, but it just got to the point where I'm getting too old, I think, and it was too much for me. I was stretching myself too thin with, you know, all my own health problems and things that were going on. And I just said, I can't, at some point, if you're able to do it, that's great. It's a great experience. But, and it did open some doors for me. And it kept me, honestly, it kept me from losing my ever-loving mind.
Mm. Yeah.
When we were, you know, when we first moved to Cherry Point, I didn't know anybody. I was pregnant and I looked like the side of a house. I was huge. I didn't know anything about military. The true story, when they took me to, when my husband took me to go have my child in New Bern, because they didn't have a labor and delivery anymore at Cherry Point. When they took me to New Bern to have the baby, we could not buckle the seatbelt in the car.
Oh.
Because I was, so when I say I was the side of a house, I was the side of a house. I was huge. But I didn't know anybody. I didn't know. I was so far away from my family. I never really lived far away from my family before. And that was really hard for me. Volunteering got me out of that and into that, you know, where I could know other people who knew what the world was about military wise, you know?
Yeah. So I know when I was a little girl, I always was like, I want to be a teacher. And then when I got to college and I butted heads with my advisors, I definitely knew that teaching was not for me. So I did a business degree. So like, if you look back on your childhood days, what did you want to be back then? I mean, is that, and are you even close to being that, or?
I wanted to be a politician.
You did?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, there's room. There's room for you to do that. Throw your hat in the ring.
This is true. I mean, listen, I can fix all of our problems. Give me a bottle of wine. That's all I need. And all the ideas are there.
I think that's true.
Write them down and do them.
I think that's true for many military spouses. Mm-hmm. Give me a bottle of wine. Give me impossible odds and no other choice. Yeah. And I can change everything.
Yeah.
I love that. A lot of times we have no other choice. And that's absolutely true.
Yeah, that's absolutely
true. Make it work.
So when I was in college, I was a theater major, and I remember very clearly telling my roommate, who fast forward was in my wedding later, but told her, I'm never going to get married. I don't have kids. Mm-hmm. None of that stuff. I'm going to live on someone's couch in New York City and become a Broadway star. That was what I was going to do. And then as the story goes, girl walks into a bar. Young Marine walks into a bar, boom, the whole world changed.
We met in a bar too. We met two different times in two different bars.
So you guys are, who are your spouses are Marine Corps and Navy?
Yeah, mine's Navy, okay. Yeah.
So you all will get this. So the first time I met my husband, we were in a little karaoke dive bar, and my best friend at the time had severely injured her leg, and she was in a cast like up to her hip or something. So she was there visiting from out of town. She couldn't go to school. She was sitting, and of course, you know, if you're skipping college, what are you doing? You're sitting in a bar. And right? Because that's how you heal. And she looks across the room and she couldn't just get up and down. So she dared me to go over and ask this young guy a question. I was like, okay, fine, I'll do it. I've had a couple of drinks, I'll do it. And I walk up, and the first thing that I ever said to my future husband, who was, you know, high and tight haircut, braided belt, khakis, collared shirt. So you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, yes.
First thing I ever asked him was, hey, are you an Air Force ROTC?
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. That's so funny. I gotta tell my husband that one too.
Yeah.
What was the reaction from the Marine?
He said, you better be glad you were cute and you smelled good, because that was almost the last thing you ever said to me.
That is hilarious. So we have been working with How to Mill Spouse. There, I don't know if you're familiar with their website, How to Mill Spouse.
Yes, it's
so
hysterical.
They're hilarious. They created some memes for us that go along with our topic, and I'm going to share my screen so you can see them, and we are going to choose our favorite. I just have to figure out how to share my screen.
Yes,
crazy son. Yeah. All right, so this is the first one. Okay, so this is what they created for us. So the first one is Billy Madison, and it says, what it feels like starting your career after the military. And it's Billy Madison sitting in the I guess this is the kindergarten class where he pees his pants.
This reminds me of my husband right now because he's actually going back to school. He's using his educational
benefit. Oh, that's great.
So he is, and my daughter, my oldest daughter is 16. She actually has students who were upperclassmen and graduated and are now in classes with my husband.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that one is spinning for that situation.
It's crazy. Yep.
So this next one is Tinkerbell spinning around, and it says, when your SO gets out of the military and someone asks if you're going to get a real job now, and she's spinning around, she says, does this count as a real job?
This one's my favorite. So
that one's Leslie's favorite.
I just want to be Tinkerbell so I can just throw glitter on people all day.
Okay, so that one's pretty good.
It's called
I don't want to get a real job. I'll just be a podcaster. How about that?
Right. So then one more that they created for us. This one's pretty awesome too. This one says, when choosing a career path, base it on your strengths, seeking professional wine taster. And it's Amy Schumer drinking that big, huge glass of wine. So I guess we're all professional wine tasters, which I know I'm pretty good at doing that. I don't know about y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so sad. I'm so sad because I can't drink anymore. It makes me sad.
Oh, no.
I know. That's a shame, isn't it?
Well,
but if it's good for you and your body, then you got to do it. Yeah. Like, it's not really on my diet, but I do it anyway.
So out of those three, my favorite is the Billy Madison one. Erin, which one's your favorite?
I think the wine one is my favorite.
The wine one's pretty good. Yeah.
You use Trello too. I like
you. Yes.
Yeah. Trello is how I organize my life too. Yes. Love
That's
it.
Pretty good.
Yes. We discovered Trello and now Leslie and I can't stop. We're addicted.
Yes. Because you don't have to email back and forth. Because
right.
Emails always get lost. Brittany emails me on both of my email accounts and then hits me up on Facebook Messenger telling me that you sent the email to make sure that I got it somehow.
Yeah.
MilSpouse Coffee House is excited to partner with the incredibly funny Maggie, Sarah, and Jackie over at How to MilSpouse. Let's have a listen of what they have to say about today's topic.
What up, Mill fam? It's your girl, Sarah Hirschberger Valencia, doing a How to MilSpouse hot take. I'm also here with Miss Chicas Bonitas, Maggie Machado.
Hey, hey.
And Jackie Seeley.
What up?
Coffeehouse MilSpouse has an excellent question for us today.
What is it?
Tell me.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
Unicorn catcher.
Fairy duster. Don't know what
princess picker.
Okay, sadly, unicorn catcher and ancient Greek goddess have already been taken.
Damn it.
No.
But I hear the vajazzling industry is really climaxing.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And just to be clear on that is a bedazzling on your coochie.
Yes.
Is that what that literally is?
Picture, you know, jeweled jeans. Okay. Dazzled jeans.
Yes.
On your coochie.
It's super trendy. Everyone's
that sounds painful.
It.
Like, I don't want to glue stuff down there. Anyway, carry on. Carry right along.
Okay, let's face it. Finding a job, let alone starting a career as a MilSpouse, is rough. Many of us put our careers on hold because moving every other motherfucking year is a career killer. So here's some tips to get you through those jobless times.
All right. Number one, improvise, you guys. We've heard of MilSpouses making bank off of doing odd jobs. Whatever you're good at, don't do it for free anymore. Sell that shit. If you have a leash and you like dogs, walk them. Walk cats. Walk hamsters. Sell your clothes. Rent the runway out of your closet. If you have a car, Uber or Lyft. If you're good at cooking, do your pre-cooked meal plans or whatever the hell. Just make some dough and buy a vajazzler. Is that a thing? Is that literally a thing they can buy? Mm. But they have a mechanism for doing it.
You're getting too technical right now.
Do they sell it at Michael's is all I want to know.
Yes. Actually, that's number two.
Go to Michael's and buy a vagina. Yes. All right, number two.
If you're not vajazzling, number two, career planning. if working isn't an option at the moment, maybe think about taking some classes. There's affordable programs for military spouses. MICA.
MICA.
Okay, it's spelled MYCAA. Take notes. It's an actual thing. I don't know what it means. And they offer scholarships from medical coding to yoga certs. It's awesome. I wish I had known about it before I was already in my yoga teacher training program, but definitely, I know. But check it out, you guys. There's a lot there for you.
Number three is really important because sometimes I feel like we are our worst critics.
Preach.
You are valuable. I don't know if anyone else is like this, but I often associate my value with my work. And our last two PCSs, I was unable to find a job. I had multiple interviews, no return calls. I even applied for a cleaning service, and I didn't hear back from them.
Shit, dude. Rough. What'd you do in that interview? Just kidding.
She whipped out her vajazzler and was like, I will not only clean and fold your sheets, but I will vajazzle them.
They're like, please leave immediately. Security.
Okay, but just because you're not working at the moment doesn't mean you're not valuable. You sacrifice a lot for your family. You raise children. You keep the house from falling apart while making sure your partners have everything they need for whatever fix, deployment, or assignment they're doing.
Yes, we do.
My mill spouses, without you, everything would fall apart.
Apocalypse.
Zombie. Boom. Apocalypse.
The aliens. Devil is upon us. Robots. Sirens shambles. In the distance.
Shambles.
Shambles.
So, mill spouses, you are valuable. You're strong. You're amazing. And we are cheering you on.
All right, mill fam, that's all for us today. Make sure you tune in again in 2 weeks for another How to Mill Spouse hot take. See ya, and back to the coffee house, babes.
Adios. Bye.
Thanks so much, How to Mill Spouse ladies. Y'all are so funny. And now, back to Mill Spouse Coffee House. I know what I wanted to be. Like, I still really don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I think I'm working remotely, and I own two other businesses, and now Leslie and I are doing this podcast. Like, I just think that I can't make up my mind, so I'm just going to keep doing stuff until it works.
But right? I think that's fine. Why do you have to make up your mind?
I guess you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't, because, you know, we don't live in a world anymore where you have to start the same job when you're 24 years old and end it when you're 60. All the technological advances that we have, and things are moving so fast. Podcasting wasn't even a thing 10 years ago. I wouldn't have known to want to do that 10 years
ago. Well,
true. So you don't have to grow up. If that's what growing up means, let's not do it. Let's not do it. Because here's the thing. I've done lots of different odd jobs, and I've gone down different career paths before. And some of them work, and some of them, after a year, I'm like, this sucks. I don't like this. I don't want to do this anymore. And there's nothing wrong with changing course, as long as you're not, you know, financially destroying your family in the process. But if it doesn't work, change course, do something else. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not time wasted. It's just time that you learned how to do something else.
Yeah. And I think almost this time of being a military spouse and having the ability to, you know, learn different things, there's a lot of resources out there that you can use. Maybe this is the perfect time to kind of dabble in different things.
And it's actually a really good excuse. So whether or not you're doing this intentionally, you can just be like, hey, I move everywhere, so I can figure things out. Right?
Yeah,
exactly. That's how my first business started. I actually was a teacher, and there's a few different reasons I got out of that. But
I can think of 100 different reasons I wouldn't want to go into that. Yeah. So yeah.
But especially being a military spouse, the whole certification in different states thing
is the number
one, you know, kind of killer on that. But then I was like, oh, well, let me try this business thing. And I did, and here we are. So, but it's taken me a long time. I had a lot of failures before this.
Not saying
we're in it to win it yet, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, here's something. Most people who know me now would never guess this about me. Well, two things. For a while, I was a youth director, which will make everybody who actually knows me now go, what? did they loud you in a church twice a week? Okay, that's what they would say, right? But secondly, I was a director with Mary Kay. I drove a free car and everything.
Oh, nice. Did you have the pink car?
I didn't have a pink one. I had a red one. But look, that doing that, after a while, I decided I didn't want to do it anymore. It just wasn't conducive with, can you imagine the person who doesn't like to wear a bra to work now having to get in my glamour and teach people? But it just, my life had changed and it wasn't going to work for me anymore. But I learned so many skills from doing that job. So many incredible skills. I learned skills from being a youth director at a church. I learned skills from all these different things that all culminate into the things. And I'm learning things now for something that maybe in 10 years, I won't even have an idea that I'm going to be doing it then. So use instead of being upset that you can't keep one thing for very long because of military life, use that and say, okay, this is a really big opportunity for me to get skill sets from all these different places to figure out what I really want to do. It's kind of like buying a house. Do you guys own houses yet?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We never bought a house in the military. And we did that on purpose because we moved to so many different places. But when we went to go finally buy our first house, we knew exactly what we wanted because we had lived in so many different places. We didn't get everything we wanted because we're not millionaires, but we knew the things that were the most important on our list. And so this house, we're going to live in it until we die. We're just, that's how we're going to do. Wow. So we don't have to ever buy again.
That sounds awesome. We just went through another. We own one at one duty station. We just bought another. So I don't know if we're going to keep collecting them or what. I have no idea what's going to happen with that. But
all good. I do love that. Like, you know, don't look at it as a bad thing. It is a good thing. I will say my communication skills, you guys, I learned by speaking to a room of 4-year-olds. If you can communicate clearly with a room of 4-year-olds, you can communicate clearly with any adult.
Oh, that sounds like a good test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a good test. You know what I'm thinking? And this is not, you don't have to know anything about my politics to understand this, but I think that every single politician in our country should have to pass that test.
That's see, here we go.
Imagine,
all right, in 10 years, you guys, you're going to see me in the Senate, okay?
Hey, that's really what we're getting at, Leslie. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's actually my grandmother. She is awesome. Well, she passed, but she was always the one that was like, you can do anything you want. You just have to go for it. And she always told me to be a politician. She's like, you got it. Now you just throw wine in there. Now I really do got it.
Right. We need more female politicians, and we need more female politicians, I think, who are military spouses, who know kind of that part of military family life. We need more veteran military spouse. I mean, not veteran military spouses. We need more veterans who are females in politics. I mean, we just, it's time. Go for it.
All right. You can do it. In my future plans. That's what I'll, I don't know, you guys, let's not hold me to this. Nobody call me in 10 years and be like, hey.
No, that's the deal. That's the deal with all of this is that we're not going to hold each other to anything. We allow each other to dream and have pursuits and everything, but we also allow each other to say, I've changed my mind. I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah. Yes, I love it. I can't believe that it's time to wrap everything up already. Well, thank you for being a part of our, this is our very first one. So we're really excited that you're here. And I wrote down the quote that you submitted with your form, and I really liked it. So I wanted to share, but you said,
I'm like, what was what that again? Nope. I have no idea.
But the quote said, live your life in the moment, but also with life after military service in mind. And I think that goes perfect for our topic today. And also just advice in general, that keep doing whatever you keep on keeping on, I guess, basically, and do all that you can to learn as much as you can to not grow up.
Yeah. Right. Because, you know, I think that's something I wish that people had told me a little bit more. I was very immersed in the military spouse community, and I don't regret that for a minute. But I do wish that I'd spent a little bit more time thinking of what things were going to be like later and planning a little bit for afterwards. Because I think when you are smack dab in the middle of military life, it's hard to imagine that that's not going to be that way forever. It will end at some point. You will have to transition to another lifestyle. And transition, I'll be honest, it's hard. We can talk about that another time, but we're 18 months in and we're maybe just now kind of starting to get a groove, and it's going to be a challenge for us for a long time, you know? So you have to kind of have in mind, what am I doing today that's going to help me, whether it's 2 years from now or 10 years from now, when I get back into the quote unquote civilian world. It's pretty important.
Well, I think that's fantastic advice. So with that, I would like to thank you, Erin, so much for being a part of our show today. We really had a great time speaking with you.
Absolutely.
And learning about you and your podcast. And everybody needs to check out the Braless podcast. Where can they find you? What different podcasts?
Find me anywhere that you download good podcasts. I mean, you know, the Apple Music, Stitcher, Google Play, all those places. You can go, you can find us on social at Braless Podcast. It's the same everywhere. You can look for, we have some cool t-shirts and the wonderful poster artwork from my friend Phil Rude, who illustrates some of our episodes. And that's at BrawlessPodcast.com. And just come listen. We put out between 4 and 7 episodes a month. It just depends on life. And it's just, we sit down and we have the conversations that you would have at the end of the day when you get home and you take off your bra and you're just comfortable. And they're funny. A lot of them are really, really funny. And then some of them, we talk about some really serious topics. And so it's just great because it's really just the things that you would talk about with your friends.
I love that. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Erin.
Yes. Well, thank you guys for having me. And all the best of luck.
That's it, y'all. Thanks for joining us. We hope you had a great time today. And we'll hope you'll join us next time. Have a great day.